what is the scene like here in Sydney of tech startups led by women?
Oh, I've been in the startup space here for about 7 years now. And I can tell you, since I have started my journey as a tech entrepreneur, it has definitely changed. It's improving. So I remember turning up to meetups and I'd be the only woman in the room. And, you know, Sydney has a thriving tech scene, but there was definitely very few women. Today, 24% of startups are co-founded or founded by women. So we have a long way to go to get to 50%, but we're working on it.
Of course. Can you tell us a bit about your company, Tech Ready Women, and how it will enable more female entrepreneurs to kickstart their careers in the tech market industry?
Yeah, sure. So Tech Ready Women helps non-tech female entrepreneurs start and build tech startups. So we have a 10-week program that takes women through the step-by-step process of developing a tech product idea. So typically an app or a web-based platform. We have 10 workshops, and these women are then surrounded by mentors who come from working in some of the top tech startups, investors as well, product developers, designers, all help them form their ideas and get to that minimum viable product, what we call it in the tech space.
Yeah, right.
So
what opportunities can the City of Sydney grant of $25,000 provide your organisation in developing the female entrepreneurs for the future and advancing your own business model?
Yeah, no, the grant we've received from the City of Sydney has just been amazing. It's going to enable us to provide three events over the next 12 months that will help 450 women get a taste of what the tech startup space here is like in Sydney, as well as provide three scholarships for women to attend our program, which is really exciting. It's something that we're really passionate about and really grateful for as well.
Being a woman in the business industry and having also founded your own tech startup company, you did mention before, like, the scene was a little bit different when you first started, but what were some of those challenges that you faced in establishing a company in this market? And what was the scene like for female entrepreneurs at the time you founded your company?
Yeah, it was... Look, when you're starting out, there's a lot of you don't know what you don't know. And especially if you come from a non-tech background, which a lot of women do come from a non-tech background, having it been a predominantly male-dominated industry. So, some of the challenges I faced in particular were, you know, hiring the wrong development team, not validating ideas properly or knowing how to, especially when it comes to developing a tech product idea. And also going about and raising capital, and then finding that network and that, obviously for women, there are few women. So it's like finding mentors that can really help you. That's quite a challenge as well. So I really wanted to develop something that I wish I had when I first started out, enables women to be able to confidently step into the tech space.
Yeah, it sounds like a very positive thing. And you did mention mentors then, so I guess that's what your company will be aiming to achieve.
That's right, yeah. So, we've had some great success over the last 12 months since we launched. We've run three programs already, 10-week programs with 40 women now in our alumni who have all gone on to, I think 60% of us currently developing their MVP, 40% and now have launched their businesses and are generating revenue, which is really exciting.
Absolutely. So I guess what does the future of tech startups and businesses here in Sydney look like to you, and what extent will technology drive those kind of businesses of the future?
Look, since I've been in this space, I'm seeing an amazing growth. I work with corporates as well, and I think technology is going to be a big play in business. It's a really an enabler, and it can really help fuel growth and efficiency. So I think if you're a small business owner or somebody that might be already in business but hasn't yet utilized technology to help you in business, it's definitely something that you need to get onto and start learning about. There's some amazing new emerging technologies such as blockchain, AI, you know, that are really changing the way we are doing business. And it's really quite exciting. So I think, you know, Sydney definitely has a thriving tech scene here. We have some amazing talent as well. So I'm really excited to be part of it and to help really build this community and obviously make a change, especially for women in tech.
Yeah, it's definitely very exciting. I guess a good question to end on for women in tech, what does a future of more women in the tech startup and businesses industry, look like? Is it going to be more of a positive kind of business environment? Or, yeah, what's your view on that?
Well, I mean, women make up half the economy, right? So I think for women, having both the male and female perspective when it comes to you know, solving problems, because that's what you do in business, you know, women see different problems and they're solving different problems than what men are. And I think, you know, I mean, what I'm seeing come out of the industry is women focusing on social enterprises, fashion tech, beauty tech, mental health, or, you know, different range of you know, home services as well. And so I think if anything, it's really going to help build the economy, because we're really trying to solve different problems. Also work alongside men as well and help them solve their problems. So, you know, all in all, I think it's a positive thing. And it really, yeah, it helps empower the economy.